Yesterday we learned that in this case where it's Meisavi Shel Chasan or Imo Shel Kala, we allow a pushing off of the Kfura, Mechnisna Semeis L'Cheder, and we make Chuppah and we let them be Boil Bilas Mitzvah, and then they Shavisimei Amishta, and then Shavisimei Avelis. So we discussed the kasha that of Avelis is Dairaisa. Why is it that because of a hefsid of the food of the chasana, why is it that we permit to be over in a Dairaisa for a hefsid? So we mentioned yesterday five teretzim, and we really only discussed the fifth teretz. Fifth teretz was the Ran's teretz, that the Rabbanu were oike the Dairaisa b'sheva al tase. And in the Ran's teretz, we had immediately a shverikait that over here is not b'shev al tase. Here you're actually getting married and being boil. It's b'kum v'asei. So we mentioned yesterday the teretz of the Dibur Yecheskel, as you say, that the mitzvah of avelus is a mitzvah to be noyeg a certain set of anhagis, and when the rabbanon are oiker that mitzvah to be noyeg anhagas avelus. Memela, everything is mutter, that's called b'shev al tasek. He's just not being naig avelis. Now, of these five terutzim, the Divrei Yecheskel shows that the Rambam can't hold of any of the terutzim except the last one. I'll try to go through them b'seder and see why the Rambam shita will have to be like the Ram. Why? Let's see. The first teretz was that Simchas Chasan V'Kala is Daraisa. And that's why we're Oiker Avelus. Avelus is also Daraisa. But Simchas Chasan V'Kala of Yom Rishon is also Daraisa. So he says the Rambam can't hold of that teretz, because the Rambam holds that even during Shivas Yemei HaMishta, even if it wouldn't be Yom Rishon, even if it would be during the second, third, fourth day of the Shivas Yemei HaMishta and the Aviv Shel Chasan died, we would be matir completing the Sheva Brachas week. Even if somebody died during the 7 days, the Rambam holds we allow you to complete the Shivas Yemei HaMishta. So in that case, the Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. A man died, he died the fourth day of Sheva Brachas. Makarov died. So there, the Avelus is Daraisa. It's Yom Rishon. You can't answer that the Simchas Chasan V'Kala is also Daraisa, because it's not the first day of Simchas Chasan V'Kala. No one holds that all 7 days is Daraisa. Ramah holds the first day of Simchas Chasan V'Kala is Daraisa. Now the Rambam can hold that the reason for our sugya is because the first day of Simchas Chasan V'Kala is Daraisa. Because the Rambam holds that even if this happened on the third or fourth or fifth day of Simchas Chasan V'Kala, we also push off the Avelus. So our Karchach, it's not because the first day of Simchas Chasan V'Kala is Daraisa, that's not the reason we're pushing it off. Because the Rambam holds that way even on the fourth day or fifth day. So Memela can't be that the Rambam holds of the first teretz, the teretz of the Ramah, because the teretz of the Ramah is only a good teretz that the first day of Simchas Chasan V'Kala is Daraisa. It's only a good teretz for the first day. It's not a good teretz for the other days. So the Ramah can't hold of the first teretz. Okay, what was the second teretz? That it's only Kachem Ma'aseh Shein, right? That's what he said. The second teretz was that only the only part of Avelus that's Daraisa is not to eat Kachim and Maisa Sheini. And the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchas Avelus is not that way. The Rambam, right in the beginning of Hilchas Avelus, says that Avelus is Daraisa, and he's not talking about Kachim and Maisa Sheini. He's talking about all Hanukkah's Avelus. So the Rambam holds that they're all Daraisa. So the Rambam can't hold the second teretz. Third teretz was what? Third teretz? that you need shivas 7 straight days of avelus, that the Devir Cheskel doesn't bother with. The truth is, we didn't understand it. It's not such a kvalda geteretz. We understood it so well, he skips over that teretz. We prefer not to be matzik the Rambam into the third teretz, which is the teretz that we didn't really understand, we had difficulty with. What was the fourth teretz? Was that only if it's Yom Misa and Yom Kippur it's Daraisa, but if it's Yom Misa alone, then it's not a Daraisa. So he says the Rambam doesn't hold of that either. Because in Hilchis Maaseh Sheni, the Rambam says that even if it's Yom Misa is one day, and Yom Kippur is a different day, an Ovel is not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni. So we see he holds that the Issa Daraisa of eating Kachar Maaseh Sheni is not a applies even if it's Yom Misa and not Yom Kippur. So we see the Rambam doesn't hold that it's only Daraisa if it's Misa and Kippur together. So he says the Rambam doesn't hold the fourth teretz, but maybe the Rambam will have to hold like the fifth teretz, which is all fine. I don't think Kashas on it. But so what we're saying now, the Ram's teretz will also be the teretz of the Rambam. The Rambam will hold of the last teretz, which was that the Rabbanu were Eikah de Daraisa b'shev al taseh, and with the whole pilpul of the Divrei Yecheskel, that it's called shev al taseh because it's on Hagas HaDeretz. Okay, let's see where else, a few more places where the Divrei Yecheskel's Yisoid will plug in nicely. Alright, let's start with something simple. There's a halacha that if someone's an avil, you're not obligated to tell him. Let's say somebody has a relative in Eretz Yisrael, and his relative dies in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not aware of it. So there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah to tell a person that he's an avil. It says unless he says kaddish, so he has to say kaddish, nishmasai. Let's say it's not a child. Let's say somebody has a brother in Eretz Yisrael, and his brother dies. So there's no chiyuv to tell the relative who's here. As a matter of fact, you're allowed, 100% l'chadchila, to wait 30 days, not tell him. And after 30 days, 31st day and on, if you tell him, he finds out, he doesn't have to sit shiva, only 1 hour. Once it's more than 30 days after Misa, that's called a Shmua Rechaika. And he doesn't have to sit shiva. So that's the halacha. The halacha is that you're not obligated to tell. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch says a lashon of mitzi diba huksil. You tell him you're a fool. Why should you tell him? Why should he feel bad? Why should he have to know about it? So you don't have to tell him. So in the Pisvei Tshuva he has a shayla. I'm sorry, in the Gilyam Arsha, Shlomo Eger, the Gilyam Arsha has a shayla. A man knows that his wife is an avela, but she doesn't know. So you have a house where the woman is an avela. Her relative died in Eretz Yisrael, died far away. She's not aware of it. And the husband is aware of it. Is he allowed to be boil his wife? For the woman, an avela is also patashra shamita. So the thing, she doesn't know, whatever she doesn't know, she doesn't know. But is he allowed to be boil? Lamaisa, he's being aiver, lefnei iver. He's causing her to be Iver and Isser, that while she's in Avela, she's being Nibala. What? She's in Avela, isn't she? She just doesn't know it. So the halachi is that it's mutter. The Gilyam Arsha says it's mutter. Okay, yes, let's say someone's a Kayin. He doesn't know he's a Kayin. You're allowed to put him to an Ayla Meis? Certainly not. No?
He's already a kohen.
What's the difference? The novel is also Patasha Shemita. That's the Divrei Cheskel. That's a raya to the Divrei Cheslos Yisayin. That it's not that Bia is a Maisa Issa. That's not the Vart. It's not pshat that an oval has a Maisa Issa of Bia, a Maisa Issa of Rechitza, a Maisa Issa of all the 11 things. It's a Hanhaga. It's Hanhaga Savelis. L'maisa, she's not being Naig Avelis anyway. She doesn't know her relative died. There's no Hanhaga Savelis. If the Bia would be a Maisa Issa, then it would be Aser. But the Bia is not a Maisa Issa. The Bia is just a part of a Hanhaga Avelis. And that Hanhaga Savelis doesn't apply. The Rambam Shita, I mentioned to you yesterday, is that an Einain does not have Dine Avelis. An Einain is allowed to take a shower, an Einain is allowed to change. An Einain has Dine Adinus. The Rambam Shita was, he does not have Dine Avelis. The Ramban said, what do you mean? An Einain certainly is also to take a bath. He certainly has Isurim. So what's the Tam of the Ramban? Why does the Rambam hold an Einain doesn't have Dine Avelis? Taka, what's a Svara? So the Rambam holds that an Einain has no Dine Avelis because of Isik B'mitzvah, because Einain is part of the mitzvahs. An Einain is part of all mitzvahs. And Mameli is part of the mitzvah of Avelis too. So the Rambam says, and he's allowed to take a bath. He's allowed to wear shoes. He's allowed to do all these things. And the Einain is part of from mitzvahs. He's part of, he's no chiyuv to do mitzvahs. Could be. It's a separate question. The Ramban asks on the Ramban. An Einain is part of mitzvahs. Okay, answer your question. Is an Einain allowed to kill somebody? Is Einain allowed to kill somebody? He's part of the mitzvahs. Like I'll rob a bank? Oh, so the only thing an Einain is part of is for mitzvahs b'kum v'aseh. An Einain is part of mitzvahs that are b'kum v'aseh. But an Einain is still obligated in everything that's an Isser. Isurim still apply. Isurim apply to an Einain. All Isurim. Not only Trefus, and he's not allowed to steal, and an Einain washes Netilas Yadayim. For bread. He doesn't make a bracha, but he washes because it's an isser. He's not allowed to eat bread without washing, with stam yadayim. So an Einain has all isurim apply, only mitzvahs don't apply. So the Ramban asks on the Ramban, you're saying an Einain is part of a mitzvahs. It's taka true an Einain is part of a mitzvah, but isurim apply. So why shouldn't isurei avelos apply to an Einain? There's an isser to take a bath. That's an Isser. Why shouldn't Isurim apply, the Ramban asks? Isurim should apply. It's very sure on the Ramban. What do you mean? Einain is Pata ben Amitzah, Pata from Avelis, but the Isurim should apply. According to the Divrei Yechezkel, it's very good. Because Avelis is not Isurim. Avelis is not Isurim. Avelis is a mitzvah, b'kum v'aseh, a certain hanhaga. And you don't have to keep that hanhaga. It's not Isurim. That's the whole Yisayid of the Divrei Yecheskel. And the Divrei Yecheskel Taka says that it's the Rambam Shita. And it fits in very well. That's the Rambam Shita, and the Rambam holds that all Avelus is B'kum V'aseh, and Memela, and Oina is Pata Bina Mitzvah. That Mitzvah is that B'kum V'aseh. It's not the Vart that it's an Isser to take a bath. It's the Vart that there's a mitzvah to do a hanhaga called Avelus. That hanhaga is a mitzvah. What? It works well that the Rambam will hold with the Rambam. With the Ramban sheet, there are going to be problems. And the Rambam, it's very glad. The Rambam, we said, holds like the Ram. And the Rambam, the sheet, also, he's very good.
How about in Kippur? You know, Kippur,
See, it doesn't really come up because there's no aninus on Yom Kippur. On any day that there's an issa to bury a mace, like Shabbos, on Shabbos an einain goes to shul, he davens. Because dine aninus only apply on days you can't, that's possible to bury a mace.
So on Shabbos and Kippur and Yom Tov, I mean, it's
what?
It's a very good question. I would say that during the time when she was taking the shower, he did nothing. He was missing in all the Hanogas Avedas. If he did Shuvah, and afterwards he started to be Naig Avedas, he was Naig Avedas. If I have time, I'll give you an example of that. God would be saved. Those dinim are dinim which are supposed to create hanhagas avelus. All those dinim together create this hanhaga. That's what they do. You know, there's a mitzvah to be misameach hasavikal. There are a lot of parts to it. You're supposed to sing with him and dance with him. You're supposed to serve food, and you're not supposed to make him feel bad. We're going to say the Isser making him feel bad is a dina Isser of Simchas Chasav HaKal. No, it is a mitzvah to me of Sameach Chasav HaKal. It's all part of Hanhaga of Simcha. So an Ovel has a Hanhaga of sorrow. That Hanhaga of sorrow is a mitzvah B'Kom Vasei. But Meila, there are things he's not allowed to do. Yesterday, I mentioned to you that the Makar for Avelus Deiraisa is from the Pasuk by Aaron HaKayim. Aaron HaKayim, when he was in Ovel, so he said, "Yemachalti chatas hayayim, should I eat the carbon today?" So from there we learn out, Dine Avelus, that a Kayin is Aser, that Ovel is Aser, Ovel Yemishin is Aser, Bikachim Umay Sashayni, and from there we learn out Avelus Deras. So the Rosh said that that's only Kachim Umay Sashayni. How do you know all other in Yane Avelus? Mechatesi. According to the Divrei Yecheskel, it's understood. Because the Isser for an Einain or an Ovel to eat Kachim and Maisa Sheini, it's not a Din in Hilchas Kachim. It's not a partial Kachim. It's a Din in Hilchas Aveilus. What does that mean? That an Einain shows his sorrow, an Ovel shows his sorrow about a mace by not eating Kachim. Eating Kachim is a Simcha. Eating Maisa Sheini is a Simcha. And you refrain from showing simcha, so the Torah says, don't eat kachim and ma'aser sheini. How do you know he's not allowed to go dance at a wedding? How do you know he's not allowed to bathe? How do you know all these other things? According to the Divrei Yecheskel, it's good. If you would learn that each one is a separate isser, so then you're right. If each one's a separate isser, so is this a kachim? Is this a ma'aser sheini? How do you know anything else? But if you learn, not that each one's a separate isser, the Torah is begala to us, there's a hanhog of Avelus. Aaron HaKayin said, I have to be Naig Avelus, Memela, I can't eat Kachim. If you understand that it's not a din in Hilchis Kachim, it's not a din in Hilchis Maisa Sheini, it's a din in Hilchis Avelus, that you have to show Avelus by not eating Kachim. So the Torah is begala to us that there's a concept of being Naig Avelus. The Torah is not begala to us a din in Hilchis Kachim. It's megala to us, there's such a thing as hanhagas avelus. Once the Torah is megala that to us, I know there's a concept of hanhagas avelus that includes many things. Can't be that hanhagas avelus is limited to eating kachim. Maisa sheini. Because most yidden, most of the time, don't have kachim and don't have maisa sheini. So it can't be that it's limited to that if the Torah is megala hanhagas avelus. So memela, we understand the Torah is megala to us, a whole hanhagas. You have to behave that you have feelings of sorrow for the karma. So the question of how you learn everything else out of here, like the Divrei Yecheskel, is good. Because it's a hanhaga that Torah reveals to us. The Aaron HaKayim revealed to us an Ovel has to behave like an Ovel. Alright. What does that include? So Chazal had to figure out what that included, and they have a list of 11 things that it includes. How do you learn it from this pasuk? The way you learn it is because this Torah is Megala, a concept of hanhagas avelus. That's the concept that Torah is megalitas.
According to the Rosh, there's nothing else that negate to avelus. Just
according to the Rosh, the Deraisa is only a din of Maisa Sheini, only a din of Kachim, and the Rabbanan said hanhagas avelus. According to the Rabbam, everything is part of hanhagas avelus. It's understood that achilas kachim is simcha. It's
understood that that's the samachta b'chayecha is that you have to eat kachim. So we understand that eating kachim is an expression of simcha. Right? The Torah says, how do you know you have to eat kachim every day of Yantif? Because the Torah is b'chayev yom simcha, simcha sachar. So we see eating meat, eating basa kachim is simcha sachar. Is simcha. The chinuch learns avelus out of a different pasuk. The chinuch, in mitzvah reis samach dalet, says the Torah's makar for avelus is from the halacha that a kayin is obligated to be mitama to Shiva Kray. A kayin who's not allowed to be mitama to anybody else is mechoyiv, bedafka, to be mitama to Shiva Kray. Which means that if a kayin loses a relative, and he calls the Chevra Kadisha, and they take care of the mace, and they bring him, and they do a tahara, and the kayin doesn't need to go, why does he have to be mitama? Kayin, he can walk behind the mace. He can have a hesped outdoors. He won't have to be metama. Why does a kayin have to be metama? The Torah says no. A kayin should be metama. The Torah says dafka loshim lavi v'li'imai. It says yitama. He's supposed to be metama for them. It means it's a mitzvah from dafka to be metama. Well, what's the logic? The logic is the dafka become tamei. The chinuch says this is megalitas, that there's a concept of avelus, that an oval has to behave like an oval. An oval is not allowed to stay away from a shiva kray. He has to be mitam. And from there we learn out all 11 hanogas avelus, all the other things. Echitesi, how do you learn it out? It's the same idea. How do you learn out from a kohen being mitam if you're not take a bath? Two different things. Not two different things. The Torah's gilui is a gilui of something called anhogas avelus. And anhogas avelus is a package. What? By an oy name. Well, avelus yamishin is one thing. We call it aninus or avelus. It means to show avelus on the first day, whatever's included in that. You mean according to the Rambam that it's according to the Rambam? No, it says a mitzvah avelus yom rishon to behave in avelus. Kozman the mace is not buried. You're a part of the mitzvahs. As soon as the mace is buried, you're mechoyev. How do we know it's the whole first day? Okay, that's a question anyway. I mean, maybe the chinuch explains. How do you know it's the whole first day? Right, these are examples of things that are understood much better with the Divrei Yecheskel. Maybe there's one other thing. There's a din that there's no chinuch in avelus. The cotton is an oval, even if he's 12 years old, 12 and a half years old. There's no obligation of chinuch by a cotton. The question is why. See, there are those who learn because we don't want to be mevatel the Talmud Torah of Tinekesh Shel Beis Rabba. Since it's Talmud Torah of Tinekesh Shel Beis Rabba, so we don't want to be mevatel that. So therefore, there's no chinuch by Ketan. The question obviously is, so let's tell the cotton he could learn and let him be naig everything else. Let's tell the cotton he could learn and let him be naig everything else. Bavelus. It would seem, maybe, like the different Yecheskel, that this would be good too. If you learn it's a package, so you can't take one thing out of the package. It's on Hagas Avelus. You can't take one thing out of the package. It has to be complete. Either it's complete or it's nothing. It may be that that's the pshat. Maybe once you have to be matar Talmud Torah, you have to be matar everything. You can't say be mechanechem to do everything, but so that's not hanogas avela. Hanogas avela is the whole hanog.
If you let,
it's
not avela.
Maybe what?
If you let, it's not avela. But you let certain things. You don't let everything. You see,
why not? Yeah, but there it's not the pshat that she's not mechuyev. Pshat is because nefesh is daicha. She's really obligated in everything.
course, because nefesh is daika, but a man's a chayla, and he, for health reasons, he has to bathe, or for health reasons. That's not pshat, it's not mechuyev. It happens to be anyway that avelus is only usur of bathing of tainim. Bathing of health is mutter for any of them. That's the deal with avelus. Tainim, which is usur, and Abu Mustami led this also usur in tainim. These things that are not tainim. That's done for health reasons. It's not shaltainim. Even Abu is allowed, if he has to go in a muddy place, allowed to put it on. It's only shaltainim. These are all things which we understand better with the Divrei Yecheskel. If you have problems with any one of them, it doesn't bother me. I mean, it's not written in stone, each of these things. The point, though, is that the basic concept of the Divrei Yecheskel is very mistaver. It's like splitting hairs when you first hear it, but when you get to appreciate it, you understand that that's really what Avelus is all about. Whole Avelus is a hanhaga. It's not a set of Isur. That's the seaside. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So what do we say? He's Bayal, Upayrish, the Nayik Shivis Yimei HaMishta. Why is he Nayik Shivis Yimei HaMishta? That's the Hefsid, we let him get married. Why do we let him be Nayik Shivis Yimei HaMishta? So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, "V'yikvur esemes miyad, yikim nechal av chasna hava lagabe keregel." For him, it's a regel. What does regel mean? So chasn, it's like yomtiv started, and we all know if somebody who comes in Avil in the middle of yomtiv, so what? So it gets postponed. So therefore, to him, it's a yomtiv. What? That's only if you started before. But if you didn't start, the first day is right away Yom Tif. So therefore it's Keregel. What does Keregel mean? It's like Yom Tif or it's like Chol HaMoed? Yeah. What is the Shivus Yemei HaMishta? It's like Yom Tif? It's like, what? Chol HaMoed is Yom Tif. So it could be Chol HaMoed. Chasn is happy. How happy is it? Anybody here remembers the 7 days? You're happy like Yom Tif, or you're happy like Chol HaMoed? Huh? Like Yom Tif. Okay. It's a very big nafkamina. It sounds like a joke. It's true. It's a very big nafkamina. I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. It's nafkamina l'maisa. If you have, if this happens, and machnis nesemes l'cheder, they get married, and then they make a levaya. Right? Does the chassan go to the levaya? The chassan's allowed to go to the levaya. So the chassan goes, it's his parents' levaya, his father's levaya, so he goes to the levaya, but he's not noyeg aveilus. For him it's a regal. So for him it's a regal, and he goes to the levaya. Does he rice kriya or not? Does he rip kriya at the levaya or not? So this is a machlaikis in the Paiskim. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in the Tshuva writes that he rips Kriya because Kiregel means Kechal HaMayid. And just like if there's Levaya and Chal HaMayid, you're not Noyeg Avelus, but Kriya, the Avil rips Kriya. So the same thing, the Chasn also rips Kriya. So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says in the Tshuva that you rip Kriya. The Kolbayt says he doesn't rip Kriya. He says it's Keregel, it's like Yom Tif. And Yom Tif, you don't rip Kriya. Even if there's a burial on Yom Tif, it's possible. The person's allowed to bury on Yom Tif, even Yom Tif Rishnai, they goyim, you're allowed to do a burial. We don't do it today because today we have freezers and the mace, it's not such a big nevel. We wait. On Mikra Din, you could have a Levaya on Yom Tif. But you don't rip Kriya. So the Kolbayt says, it's Keregel, it's like Yom Tif, you don't rip Kriya. So it's an interesting thing. You have two people, learned the same, two Gedalim, learned the same exact Gemara, the same Rashi Keregel, and one of them Taich Keregel means like Yom Tif, and one Taich Chol HaMoed. Everyone said, what's a Nafkamina? What's a Nafkamina? Nafkamina is it? What? Yom Tif. No, the chasen is not also b'malacha. It's the sin. A chasen is keregel fin yomei simcha. It's a malacha. Every chasen is allowed to be malacha. So, right, the chasen drives. So, maybe a right, it's chalamayit, he's allowed to do malacha. But I think it means kesimcha. The level of simcha is either... I think it means the level of simcha. I'm not sure. I think it means the level of simcha. Is it a... No, he's not Naiga Vailus. Oh, you mean the Kriya? The Kriya is Kriya and Hogasa Vailus? Not really. No, the Halachi is. It's like somebody who sat Shiva already. And he didn't know he's supposed to rise Kriya, or he ripped the wrong way. And a year later, he finds out he ripped Kriya the wrong way on a parent. So he rips Kriya then? Even though Vailus is not Naiga. But Kriya is a separate mitzvah. But Kriya is still steering to Simcha. So the question is, what level of Simcha? If his level of Simcha is a Chalamayitika level, so he rises Kriya. If his level of Simcha is a Yabdiftika level, so then he doesn't rise Kriya. It's not Kamina. Why'd you go over to somebody? Yes, and Kiregel means Chalamayitika Yabdif. I'll laugh at you. In the meantime, you have two Achrayim who have a Machlaikas about it. What the level is. What would you say about Aninus? Again, you have a novel. He's getting. He got married. His father died. They were machnas his father to a cheder, and he had a chasna. Not a chasna zova. His bayil be a mitzvah pirish, and now he goes to bury his father. And oinen is patim in a mitzvah. Oinen is patim in a mitzvah. Is this einein, this chasen, who's nayig kiregel, but he's burying his father, is he mechuyev a mitzvah or is he patim in a mitzvah? This guy's all mixed up. You have a person, remember, he's a chasen. You have to think of it loyaleinu, but think of it lemaisa. Somebody is married, he's in the middle of Sheva brachas, and he has to go bury his father. So the halach is, he's not nayig avelus. He's a simba, he's regel. Is he potter min a mitzvah at this point? Or is he, let's say he eats, does he make a bracha? He's going to the Levi. For the Levi, he eats something. Does he make a bracha? Do we say he's an oinei? He's potter min a mitzvah. Or do we say that he's an oinei and he's potter min a mitzvah? Or do we say, what do you mean? It's his regal, it's a miliyantefim, he's b'chayim a mitzvah. So it's a tough question. In the Gesher HaChaim, he brings that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman then was a young man. This was Gesher HaChaim was printed in the 50s. He brings that Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin that he's Patim and Amitzvus. The truth is, if you look in the Rosh, if you look in the Ritva, in Asugya, the Rosh seems to say that he's mechuyev, that he doesn't have dinim, not like Rav Shlomo Zalman. If you look in the Rosh, in the Ritva, when I said Rosh, I made a mistake. In the Ritva says that he's allowed to eat basav yayin. He doesn't have dinim aninus. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says he's patim in a mitzvah, and it seems to say in the Ritva that he's chay, that he doesn't have dinim aninus. He's not allowed to eat meat and drink wine. It's like Shevras a whole week. The question is, when he's Isaac and buries, he's a mitzvah burying his father. So that mitzvah burying his father, does that pater for mitzvah, since he has to be Isaac and buried? Does he have dinei aninus? Does he have dinei aninus? What?
From then on,
he doesn't do it because it's a mitzvah. He does it because he wants to do it. It happens to be a mitzvah. But he's not doing it because of the mitzvah. He's doing it because he's getting married. So the Ritva seems to be not like Rav Shlomo Zalman.
From when he's parish, he doesn't do mitzvah.
He comes in from when he's parish, after the chasna.
He's in the category of mitzvah the whole time.
Oh, so maybe you could answer Shlomo Zalman that the Ritva means and it's not a nine until after the chasna. Well, maybe, let's look at Lashon Ritva again. Maybe you can answer Taka Rishon Zalman that the Ritva means that Kozman is getting married. You're going to call him an einin. We're allowing him to get married. So Kozman is getting married till he's Bayal Bilas Mitzvah Pirish. Maybe then he's Potem in a mitzvah. And maybe afterward, maybe then he's Chayib in mitzvah. I mean, maybe afterwards, maybe that would answer it. So we have to take a look. Otherwise, we have to find another Rishon that to answer Shlomo Zalman's Pesach. Find somebody who answers it.
Okay.
What? Because I sleep in mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. Maybe he's busy burying, so he doesn't do any other mitzvahs. According to Taisvis, so why are you tying it into Taisvis? You can tie it to anybody. You're just saying a svara. I think you could bring a better eye from Taisvis. And so Mitzvah Shem Sunday, we'll learn Taisvis tomorrow, regular Friday schedule.